Enter by the narrow gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate and narrow is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. Matthew chapter 7 verses 13 to 14. And Jesus went through the cities and villages, teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem. Then one said to him, Lord, are there few who are saved? And Jesus said to them, strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I say to you, will seek to enter and will not be able. When once the master of the house has risen up and shut the door, and you begin to stand outside and knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open for us, and he will answer and say to you, I do not know you, where you are from, then you will begin to say, we ate and drank in your presence, and you taught in our streets. But he will say, I tell you, I do not know you, where you are from. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth, when you see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and yourselves thrust out. They will come from the east and the west, from the north and the south, and sit down in the kingdom of God. And indeed there are last who will be first, and there are first who will be last. Luke chapter 13 verses 22 to 30. This is really important. You have to know this. Jesus does not speak in riddles. He speaks with urgency, clarity, and finality. The gate is narrow. The way is hard. And only a few will find it. Strive to enter. Now. Before the door is shut. This is not a warning to the obviously wicked. It is a warning to the comfortable, the complacent, the religious, the crowd. There is no second chance once the master rises. There is no entrance apart from the narrow gate. And there is no other gate but Jesus himself. This is not a warning to the obviously wicked. It is a warning to the comfortable, the complacent, the religious, the crowd. Jesus has spoken. Let every soul take heed. Many will assume they are safe, because they were near his teachings, because they were around his people, because they called him Lord. But the door will close. And to the many left outside, Jesus will say words no one wants to hear, I do not know you. Depart from me.